702 with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam, and happy 2018.
Oh, thank you very much. Morning, Ray.
Good to have you back on. So how did you celebrate New Year's? What happened in London?
Well, we had the usual firework display that went on and on and on. I get the feeling I'm becoming a bit party pooperish, but I don't know if you caught any of the firework displays around the world.
Yes.
They usually kick off, don't they, with Hong Kong and Sydney and Singapore and so forth. And by the time it gets to us, you're just thinking, really? 12 minutes? 10,000 fireworks? I mean, it was good, but, you know, it's a bit like Gone with the Wind. There's a point halfway through, you look at your watch and say, thank goodness for the intermission. apart from that, I myself actually had rather a fun murder mystery evening. We had one of those daft games at home, and a lot of wine was passed, and I have no idea who the murderer was still, even after the game was long finished.
Oh, it was Mrs. White in the study with the candlestick. There you go. Solved it for you.
Yeah,
I see an anti-abuse campaign launched by 300 women in Hollywood.
Isn't it terrible that such a thing is needed? But it seems that a lot of women in Hollywood feel it is. And so they've started this group called Time's Up with a website attached to it as well. 300 actresses, writers, directors, and some big names in there. Emma Stone, Kate Blanchett, Natalie Portman. They've put their names to this. Obviously, this is following on from the allegations against Harvey Weinstein and others, and some very serious allegations. And what they're saying is that through the judicial process, their voices have not been heard. In a lot of cases, men have got away with what's happened in Hollywood because there have been no consequences. Perpetrators and employers haven't faced consequences of this. And so what they're doing really is kind of, it's not really exactly a blueprint plan, but they're kind of waving this letter saying, you know, we need to get this right, we need to sort this out. Although I have to say, it is extraordinary really that this is still needed when you consider that there have been some very powerful women in Hollywood who you thought would have made all the difference, like Mary Tyler Moore and Oprah Winfrey and Catherine Bigelow and Meryl Streep. But, you know, here we are in 2018, and this campaign is still needed, it seems.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, but let it happen. A new plastic problem. China has decided to stop importing rubbish. Well, there's a move.
Yeah, two big things that China announced for New Year's Day, which will have interesting consequences. Number one, they announced a ban on the import of ivory, which could be terribly important, of course, for the African elephant and other animals and so forth, because China has long been seen as a bit of a problem area for ivory imports. So they finally caught up, you could argue, with the rest of the world. But there again, China is now banning this import on rubbish, or as they put it, foreign garbage. And that includes, I mean, most countries sort themselves out. I believe South Africa, generally speaking, sorts its own rubbish out. It's not an easy thing to sort out, but still, you're on the case. Whereas the UK, small island that we are, has a right problem, because currently, well, until this ban anyway, Britain was shipping 500,000 tons of plastic a year for recycling and incineration and burying in China, and about double that amount of paper and cardboard. And so, essentially, the government in Britain has, frankly, not really worked out what to do in its place. And so I'm just wondering how soon before I'm talking from under a mound of plastic or cardboard or paper. We really don't have the facilities to deal with our own rubbish. And yet, you'd have thought we would by now. There's been no thinking outside of the box, plastic, cardboard, or otherwise.
Yeah, you think. And then New Year's resolutions, do you have any? I believe they're quite popular. Still?
They are. Go on, Ray. Have you shared a New Year resolution?
Oh, no. I, you know, the thing is, you say the same thing every year. In fact, I won't go to gym for 1 month because the gyms are going to be full of people doing their New Year's resolutions. I'm going back in February.
Well, you might be clear after the weekend, because I think, according to some research into this, one in five of people who start out with New Year resolutions have given up by this weekend. But actually, strangely, only one in five people altogether make New Year resolutions, which is actually, I think, quite low. Maybe that's one in five who admit to it and they don't want to share in case they fail. But New Year resolutions have been around, apparently, according to this report, since 1894 BC. Terribly specific when you think about it. Ancient Babylonians used to do it. So the top four resolutions in this report, the obvious ones, as you say, eating better, saving money, exercising more, and losing weight. But interestingly, and a few of our newspapers in Britain have seized upon this, Meghan Markle has three very high-profile New Year resolutions, which, I mean, apart from becoming a princess, which is not one of them, apparently, but Meghan Markle's high-profile resolutions are stop biting her nails, stop swearing and relearning French. I get a feeling there's a woman with very few issues if biting her nails, swearing, and not knowing French are the main things.
Well, if you have to appear in front of the Queen on a regular basis, you can't say any bad words, I suppose, or chew your nails, because she will clearly not be impressed.
You're probably right. So maybe that is a royal tilt. But do you have to relearn French? I suppose it's seen as a good thing. Maybe she was going for a positive rather than just a stop doing this, stop doing that.
Yeah, I think so too. Adam Gilchrist, all the best for 2018.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye. That's Adam Gilchrist with his worldview.